Greetings to all my Israelite kinsmen and women who worship Yahweh. Divine influence be with you. This is part 5 of all the verses on grace and mercy. You can follow along with the article by going to thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Grace and mercy is found in the Word Studies menu. In the Psalms, Yahweh's favor towards our ancestors is shown when they walk upright, follow His ways, and live as a set-apart or holy people. These are the blessings of obedience and the preservation of our lives because of the promises He made with Abraham's seed. Psalm 4, verse 1. Hear, or answer me when I call, O Elohim of my righteousness. You have enlarged me when I was in distress, and have mercy upon, or show favor to me. Hear, or and consider my prayer. The first hear is ana, answer or respond. The second hear is shama, understand, consider. Verse 2. O you sons of Adam, how long will you turn my honor into dishonor? How long will you love worthlessness and seek after falsehood? Selah. But know that Yahweh has set apart him that is godly, or lovingly committed ones, for himself. Yahweh will hear when I call unto him. H 26:23, Chassid, is an adjective. It describes a saint, a lovingly committed one, godly. It is one that is kind and merciful, just like our Father. Psalm 5:6, You shall destroy them that speak falsehood. Yahweh will abhor the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into your house in the abundance of your mercy, or loving commitment, and in reverence will I prostrate myself toward your holy temple. For you, Yahweh, will bless the righteous with favor, will you compass him as with a shield. Here, favor comes from H 75:22, ratzon, ratzon, meaning delight or pleasure. Yahweh surrounds the righteous with a shield of favor. Psalm 6:2, have mercy or favor upon me, O Yahweh, for I am weak. O Yahweh, heal me, for my bones tremble in fear. My soul is trembling in fear, but you, O Yahweh, how long? Return, O Yahweh, strengthen my soul, O save me, for your mercy's sake, or loving commitment's sake. Yahweh has heard my supplication, or petition for favor. Yahweh will receive my prayer. Psalm 9:12. When he makes inquisition for the bloodshed, he remembers them. He forgets not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon, or show favor to me, O Yahweh. Consider my affliction, which I suffer of them that hate me, you that liftest me up from the gates of death. 3 Maccabees 5:51. Sent up an exceeding great cry, entreating Yahweh of all power to reveal himself, and to have mercy, or favor, upon those who now lay at the gates of Hades. Continuing in chapter 9, verse 14, that I may show forth all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, a metaphor for Jerusalem. I will rejoice in your deliverance. Psalm 12:1. Help, Yahweh, for the godly, or lovingly committed, man, fails, for the trustworthy vanish from among the children of Adam. Psalm 13:5. But I have trusted in your mercy, or loving commitment. My heart shall rejoice in your deliverance. I will sing unto Yahweh, because he has dealt bountifully with me. Psalm 16:8. I have set Yahweh always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My body also shall dwell in security. For you will not leave my soul in the grave, neither will you suffer your Holy One, or lovingly committed one, to see corruption. Christ did not rot. His body did not see corruption. Christ was Yahweh's most beloved Son, because he was his most lovingly committed one. His example set the bar which we must strive to imitate. Psalm 18:1. I will love deeply you, O Yahweh, my strength. With the merciful, or with the lovingly committed ones, you will show yourself merciful, or lovingly committed. With a blameless man you will show yourself upright. Great deliverance gives he to his king, and shows mercy, or loving commitment, to his anointed, to David, and to his offspring forevermore. David knew of Yahweh's promise to Abraham, the promise to David regarding the throne, and the promise of the blessings of obedience. Psalm 21:7. For the king trusts in Yahweh, and through the mercy, or loving commitment, of the Most High he shall not be moved. Your hand shall find out all your hated enemies. Your right hand shall find out those that hate you. You shall make them as a fiery oven in the time of your presence. Yahweh shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Those that trust and follow Yahweh shall receive his merciful, loving commitment. Those that do not trust and hate him shall find no merciful, loving commitment. Grace does not cover the unrighteous in that day. Psalm 23:6. Surely goodness and mercy, or loving commitment, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of Yahweh forever. Psalm 25:4. Show me your ways, O Yahweh. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the Elohim of my deliverance. On you do I wait all the day. Remember, O Yahweh, your tender mercies, or deep compassions, and your loving kindnesses, or loving commitment, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, or loving commitment, remember you me for your goodness' sake, O Yahweh. All of the paths of Yahweh are mercy, or loving commitment, and truth for those that keep his covenant and his testimonies. Turn you unto me, and have mercy upon, or show favor unto me, for I am desolate and afflicted. Psalm 26:9. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hand is wickedness, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my integrity. Preserve me, and be merciful, or show favor unto me. Psalm 27:7. Hear, O Yahweh, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy, or show favor also upon me, and answer me. Psalm 30:4. Sing unto Yahweh, O you saints, or O you lovingly committed ones of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his set-apartness. For his anger endures but a moment. In his favor, or delight, or desire, is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Yahweh, by your favor, or delight, or good pleasure, you have made my mountains of Jerusalem to stand strong. You did hide your face, and I was troubled. I cried to you, O Yahweh, and unto Yahweh I made supplication, or prayed, or entreated. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the grave? Shall the dust praise you? Shall it declare your trustworthiness? Hear, O Yahweh, and have mercy upon, or show favor to me. Yahweh, be you my helper. Psalm 31:7. I will be glad and rejoice in your mercy, or loving commitment. For you have considered my trouble, you have known my soul in adversities, and has not shut me up into the hand of the hated enemy. You have set my feet in a large room, or a broad place. Have mercy upon, or show favor to me, O Yahweh, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. Verse 21. Blessed be Yahweh, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness, or loving commitment, in a besieged city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before your eyes. Nevertheless, you heard the voice of my supplications, or earnest prayers, when I cried unto you. O love Yahweh, all you his saints, or all you his lovingly committed ones. For Yahweh preserves the trustworthy ones, and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. We keep seeing in every instance of grace and mercy that the upright doer is the one rewarded. Psalm 32:5. I acknowledged my sin unto you, Yahweh, and my iniquity have I not concealed. I said, I will confess my transgression against Yahweh, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall everyone that is godly, or lovingly committed, pray unto you in a time when you may be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Verse 10. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusts in Yahweh, mercy, or loving commitment, shall compass him about. Psalm 33:18. Behold, the eye of Yahweh is upon them that revere him, upon them that expect in his mercy, or loving commitment. Verse 22. Let your mercy, or your loving commitment, O Yahweh, be upon us, according as we hope in you. Psalm 35:27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor, or delight in my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let Yahweh be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity, or peace, of his servant. Here, favor is H2655, chafetz, meaning pleased with, or delight in. When we are righteous, Yahweh is magnified, and he has pleasure in the peace and prosperity we receive because of our righteousness. Psalm 36:5. Your mercy, or loving commitment, O Yahweh, is in the heavens, and your trustworthiness reacheth unto the clouds. Psalm 37:21. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous shows mercy, or favor, and gives. For such as be blessed by him shall inherit the land, and they that be cursed by him shall be cut off. He is ever merciful, or showing favor, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. He, meaning the righteous man. Verse 28. For Yahweh loves judgment, and forsaketh not his saints, or lovingly committed ones. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. Psalm 40:10. I have not hid your righteousness within my heart. I have declared your trustworthiness and your deliverance. I have not concealed your loving kindness, or loving commitment, and your truth from the congregation. Withhold not you your tender mercies, or deep compassions, from me, O Yahweh. Let your loving kindness, or loving commitment, and your truth continually preserve me. Psalm 41:4. I said, Yahweh, be merciful, or show favor unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Verse 10. But you, O Yahweh, be merciful, or show favor unto me, and raise me up, that I may requit them, meaning those lifting up the heel against me. By this I know that you favorest, or delight in, me, because my hated enemy does not triumph over me. Psalm 43:1. Vindicate me, O Elohim, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation, or a nation without loving commitment. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. We should be praying this as a prayer, because we who are his lovingly committed ones need to be delivered from our once white Christian Israelite nation, which is now a multiracial, ungodly nation of unloving and uncommitted ones. Psalm 44:3. For our forefathers got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but your right hand, and your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you had a favor, or delighted in them. This favor is H7521, Ratzah, meaning pleased with, affection, delight in. They must have been following Yahweh's commands at that time. Yahweh told Abraham he would bless and keep us if we obey his commandments. Psalm 45:2. You are fairer than the children of Adam. Grace, or favor, is poured into your lips. Therefore Elohim has blessed you forever. Fair is just one of the many words used to describe the race of Adam. Jews are not fair in looks or in deed. Psalm 50, verse 5. Gather my saints, or lovingly committed ones, together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Before Christ died, our ancestors made sacrifices for their errors. Today, we make spiritual sacrifices, which is performed by demonstrating our loving commitment to Yahweh, which is exactly what John 14:15 states, "If you love me, keep my commandments." The commandments are part of the covenant. Going to church for an hour on the Sun God Day is a spiritual sacrifice to a Jewish Jesus and shows loving commitment to Jews and Antichrist doctrine. A true saint, a lovingly committed one, lives daily according to the way. Psalm 51:1. Have mercy, or favor, upon me, O Elohim, according to your loving kindness, or loving commitment, according unto the multitude of your tender mercies, or deep compassions, blot out my transgressions. David sinned greatly by positioning Uriah to be killed so he could take his wife. Yahweh took the child between him and Bathsheba for it. David deserved death. David sincerely repented, and Yahweh showed him favor, deep compassion, and loving commitment. Psalm 52:8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of Elohim. I trust in the mercy, or loving commitment, of Elohim forever and ever. I will praise you forever, because you have done it, and I will wait on your name, for it is good before your saints, or for it is good before your lovingly committed ones. Psalm 57:1. Be merciful unto me, or show me favor, O Elohim. Show me favor, for my soul takes refuge in you. Yea, in the shadow of your wings will I make my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. He shall send from the sky, and save me from the reproach of him that would trample me. Selah. Elohim shall send forth his mercy, or loving commitment, and his truth. For your mercy, or loving commitment, is great unto the heavens, and your truth unto the clouds. Psalm 59:5. You, therefore, O Yahweh Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, awake to visit punishment on all the nations. Be not merciful, or show no favor to any wicked transgressors or deceivers. Selah. Verse 10. The Elohim of my mercy, or my Elohim of loving commitment, shall go before me. Elohim shall let me see my desire upon my enemies. But I will sing of your power, yea, I will sing aloud of your mercy, or loving commitment, in the morning. For you have been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto you, O my strength, will I sing, for Elohim is my defense, and the Elohim of my mercy, or my Elohim of loving commitment. Psalm 61:7. He shall abide before Elohim forever. O prepare mercy, or loving commitment, and truth to preserve him. When we abide by his ways, we are preserved in this life. When we reverence him, we are preserved by his loving commitment, which he had promised to those who love him. Psalm 62:12. Also unto you, O Yahweh, belongs mercy, or, and loving commitment is yours, for you render to every man according to his work. You can't show loving commitment if you just believe. You can't be rewarded if you have no work to show for. Grace and mercy is not given to lazy, ignorant, Jaime Jesus-worshipping Judeo-bums. Loving commitment without works is dead. Works are necessary, both before Christ died and after Christ died. So why do the churches teach that works don't matter and to just believe? Because the churches are committed to delusions, lies, falsehood, and sheeny Jews. Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Yahweh will not hear me. But if verily Elohim has heard me, he has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be Elohim, which has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy, or loving commitment, from me. Psalm 67:1. Elohim, be merciful, or show favor unto us, and bless us, and cause his face, or countenance, to shine upon us, Selah. Psalm 69:13. But as for me, my prayer is unto you, O Yahweh, in an acceptable time, O Elohim, in the abundance of your mercy, or loving commitment, answer me in the truth of your deliverance. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of the deep waters. Answer me, O Yahweh, for your loving kindness, or loving commitment, is good. Turn unto me according to the abundance of your tender mercies, or deep compassions. You have known my reproach, and my shame, and my dishonor. My adversaries are all before you. Reproach has broken my heart, and I am helpless, and I looked for some to take pity, or to have sympathy, but there was none, and for comforters, but I found none. They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Vinegar here is a special fermented vinegar forbidden to Nazarites, men consecrated to Yahweh's service, and was very bitter. Gall here can also be translated poison. This is a messianic psalm. Yahshua had perfect loving commitment to Yahweh and his people. He demonstrated the example of a lovingly committed one. Psalm 72:13, speaking of Solomon. He shall spare, or have compassion upon, the poor and the needy, and shall save the lives of the needy. Psalm 77:7. Will Yahweh cast off forever? And will he be favorable, or pleased, no more? Is his mercy, or loving commitment, clean gone forever? Does his promise, or his word, fail forevermore, or for generations? Has Elohim forgotten to be gracious, or to show favor? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies, or deep compassions? Selah. Verse 8 clearly refers to the promises made to Abraham, the promise of loving commitment to all his seed. Asaph's psalm reminds us of Yahweh's promises and loving commitment, even when we and our ancestors rebel against him. He always keeps mercy and compassion for his children who change their ways. Psalm 78:34. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they changed their ways and inquired after Elohim early. And they remembered that Elohim was their rock, and the high Elohim, their kinsman, redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter them with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not steadfast with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. The churches flatter with their mouth. They believe the lies of Jewish fables, and pass those lies on to others. Their hearts are not right with him, but they are steadfast in the false promises of Jewish Jesus. Yet Yahweh still has compassion for his ignorant sheep, even though they are acting like goats. They can still repent and change their ways and turn his anger away. But will they? Sadly, most of them have their hearts and minds seared and will not find grace or mercy in that day. It so matters who and what we believe in. Psalm 79:8. O remember not against us former iniquities, idol worship. Let your tender mercies, or deep compassions, speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Psalm 84:11. For Yahweh Elohim is a sun and a shield. Yahweh will give grace, or favor, or acceptance, and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Walk uprightly and receive favor. Psalm 85:7. Show us your mercy, or loving commitment, O Yahweh, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what Elohim Yahweh will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints, or his lovingly committed ones. But let them not turn again to foolishness. Mercy, or loving commitment, and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Psalm 86:2. Preserve my life, for I am holy, or for I am lovingly committed. O you, my Elohim, save your servant that trusts in you. Be merciful, or show favor unto me, O Yahweh, for I cry unto you daily. Rejoice, the soul of your servant, for unto you, O Yahweh, do I lift up my soul. For you, Yahweh, are good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy, or loving commitment, unto all them that call upon you. I will praise you, O Yahweh, my Elohim, with all my heart, and I will honor your name forevermore. For great is your mercy, or loving commitment, toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the grave, the land of the dead. O Elohim, the arrogant are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O Yahweh, are an Elohim full of compassion, and gracious, or merciful, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy, or loving commitment, and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon, or show favor to me. Give your strength unto your servant, and save the son of your handmaid. Show me a token for good, or a sign of favor, that they which hate me may see it, and be ashamed, because you, Yahweh, has helped me and comforted me. Psalm 89:1. I will sing of the mercies, or loving commitment, of Yahweh forever. With my mouth will I make known your trustworthiness to all generations. For I have said, mercy, or loving commitment, shall be built up forever. Your trustworthiness shall you establish in the very heavens. Yahweh keeps his promises to all the generations of whom he made the promise to. His mercies and loving commitment covers all of the children of Jacob. He is trustworthy to show mercy and grace to his children that obey him. Verse 14. Justice and judgment are of the foundation of your throne. Mercy, or loving commitment, and truth shall go out before your presence. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor, or delight, our horn shall be exalted. For Yahweh is our refuge, and the set-apart one of Israel is our king. Then you speak in a vision to your Holy One, or to your lovingly committed one, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted a chosen, a young man out of the people speaking of David and of Yeshua. Verse 24, but my trustworthiness and my mercy, or loving commitment, shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. My mercy, or loving commitment, will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgments, if they profane my statutes and keep not my commandments, then I will visit their transgression with the rod, and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness, or loving commitment, will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my trustworthiness to fail. Notice the word utterly. Not everybody receives mercy and grace. It depends on obedience and repentance. Psalm 90, verse 14. O satisfy us early in the morning with your mercy, or loving commitment, that we may rejoice and be glad in our days. Psalm 94:17. Unless Yahweh had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in the land of silence, figuratively death. When I said, my foot slippeth, your mercy, or loving commitment, O Yahweh, held me up. Psalm 97:10. You that love Yahweh, hate evil. He guards the lives of his saints, or lovingly committed ones. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Psalm 98:2. Yahweh has made known his victory. His vindication has he openly showed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy, or loving commitment, and his truth towards the houses of Israel. All the ends of the land have seen the victory of our Elohim. Yahweh is our Elohim. Yahweh has loving commitment with the house of Jacob. Yahweh does not have H-2617 with any other peoples. His promises, covenants, mercy, and grace are his loving commitment to us alone, the children of Jacob. Rejoice, for you are loved. Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For Yahweh is good. His mercy, or loving commitment, is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. The context of Yahweh's H-2617 Chesed is always towards the children of Jacob. To all generations means to all the generations of Jacob, the peculiar people, the set-apart people, the chosen, the sheep, the lost sheep, the Anglo-Saxon Israelites, near and far, of past, present, and future, everlasting. Psalm 101:1. I will sing of mercy, or loving commitment, and judgment, or right ruling. Unto you, O Yahweh, will I sing. Psalm 102:13. You shall arise and have mercy, or deep compassion, upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. For your servants take pleasure in, or delight, her stones, and favor the dust thereof. This psalm is loaded with meaning and truth. Psalm 103:2. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems, or acts as kinsman redeemer to deliver your life from destruction, who crowneth you with loving kindness, or loving commitment, and tender mercies, or deep compassions. Yahweh is merciful, or compassionate, and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy, or loving commitment. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our crookedness. The penalty of sin is death. Not being rewarded death for our sins is mercy. Verse 11. For as the sky is high above the land, so great is his mercy, or loving commitment, toward them that reverence him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Our people have migrated as far as the east is from the west. Yeshua's sacrifice covers Israelites both near and far. Verse 13. Like as a father pitieth, or has compassion for, his children, so Yahweh pitieth, or has compassion for, them that revere him. There must be reverence. You can't reverence Yahweh if you do not have knowledge and understanding, if you follow a counterfeit religion, or if you worship and call upon a Jewish Jesus. Verse 17. But the mercy, or loving commitment, of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that reverence him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments and do them. Who was given the law, made covenant with, and promised to? The children of Jacob Israel. How do the churches think that they are under grace and mercy when they bless Baal with their soul, when they are sick and on big pharma and don't need to repent because the law was done away with and are waiting for the rapture? He will deal with them according to their ignorance, stiff-neckedness, and sins, and he will not show mercy or loving commitment because they show compassion for the devil's children and show them and their sheeny Jesus loving commitment. It matters what you believe and who you believe in. Even in ignorance, you are held accountable. Yes, Yahweh will deal mercy as he deems fit, but if you are not hitting on all cylinders, you will end up in the junkyard of Gehenna. Psalm 106:1. Praise you, Yahweh. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy, or loving commitment, endures forever. Remember me, O Yahweh, with favor, or the acceptance of, that you bear unto your people. O visit me with your deliverance. The Hebrew has, remember me, O Yahweh, when you favor your people. Verse 43. Many times did he deliver them, but they provoked him with their plotting, and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction when he heard their cry, and he remembered them for his covenant, and relented and had pity according to the multitude of his mercies, or according to the multitude of his loving commitment. He made them also to be pitied, or to find compassion before all those that carried them captives. The covenant with Abraham and Yahweh's loving commitment go hand in hand. Psalm 107:1. O give thanks unto Yahweh, for he is good, for his mercy, or his loving commitment, endures forever. Let the delivered of Yahweh say so, whom he has acted as kinsman redeemer to deliver them from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. This psalm, among others, foretells of the reconciliation of all the tribes of Jacob under the better covenant. The lost sheep of the house of Israel are those Israelites that did not return to the ancient kingdom, but went off, migrated, and settled the white nations of the world we now have today. The church was never bought, nor were the other races. Only the children of Israel were bought and redeemed. The covenants and promises were made to Israel, and Christ even states who he specifically came for in Matthew 15:24. Now there are Israelites in these apostate churches, and if they come out from them, learn the truth, repent, acknowledge who they are and whose they are, and change their ways, and kicks Jewish Jesus to the curb, and worships Yahweh, then they may receive grace and mercy. Scripture is filled with ifs and thens, and it still works the same way. Psalm 109:10. Let his children be continually vagabonds and beg. Let them seek their bread also out of their desolate places. Let the creditor catch all that he has, and let the strangers spoil his labor. The Jews are the extortioners and usurers, and they spoil the labors of the goyim. We should pray with David that the same be done to them. Verse 12. Let there be none to extend mercy or loving commitment unto him. Neither let there be any favor or favor shown to his fatherless children. David is speaking about the children of Cain. The churches teach that the Bible says to love your enemies. David and the Bible says to love enemies of your own race, because they are your brethren. The scriptures and David are clear about hating our enemies of other races, especially Canaanite and Edomite Jews. Read all of Psalm 109. David prays for Yahweh to show no favor and no pity for the cursed seed. Yahweh cursed Cain and hated Esau. If you don't know what that means, Yahweh hates Jews. Do you think Yahweh is going to show mercy and grace and bless the churches who support and worship them? They should be calling David a racist, but they don't understand that David is not a Jew, and that the Jews are not Israel. David sure is offensive in this psalm, isn't he? Verse 13. Let his posterity be cut off, and in the generation following, let their name be blotted out. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered with Yahweh, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. Let their sins be before Yahweh continually, that he may cut off the memory of them from the land. Because those Jews remembered not to show mercy, or loving commitment, but persecuted the poor and needy man, that he might even slay the broken in heart. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he does clothe himself with cursing, like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water, and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covers him, and for a girdle wherewith he is girded continually. Let this be the reward of my adversaries and accusers from Yahweh, and of them that speak evil against my life. But do you for me, O Elohim Yahweh, for your name's sake, because your mercy, or loving commitment, is good, deliver you me. Help me, O Yahweh, my Elohim, O save me according to your mercy, or loving commitment, that they may know that this is your hand, that you, Yahweh, have done it. Psalm 111:4. He has made his wonderful works to be remembered. Yahweh is gracious and full of compassion. Wow, the King James used the correct words in this one. Verse 5. He has given food unto them that revere him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. Psalm 112:4. Unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. Light is enlightenment, and darkness is confusion. Verse 5. A good man shows favor and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. The Hebrew ends as, he will manage his business affairs with justice. Psalm 115:1. Not unto us, O Yahweh, not unto us, but unto your name give glory. For your mercy, or loving commitment, and for your truth's sake. Psalm 116:5. Gracious is Yahweh, and righteous. Yea, our Elohim is merciful, or deeply compassionate. Verse 15. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints, or lovingly committed ones. Psalm 117:1. O praise Yahweh, all you nations, praise him, all you people, for his merciful kindness, or loving commitment, is great towards us, and the truth of Yahweh endures forever. Praise you, Yahweh. Note, all you nations and all you people are referring to the children of Israel, the race of Adam. Up to this point, every instance of mercy or grace coming from Yahweh has been towards his literal flesh and blood Adamic family and children of Israel. This theme continues throughout the whole Bible, because the Bible is the history, heritage, and way of our race. Yahweh's grace is amazing. The favor he shows to his lovingly committed ones is unmeasurable. His deep compassions and merciful kindness is what preserves us in this satanic last age. Blessed be Yahweh for his promises and his word, which endures forever. His grace is truly amazing.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
see.
Ooh.